Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. Shortly after its inception in the 1950s, the Nevada test site acquired the reputation of a desolate, atomic-blasted no-man's land. For the last 10 years, though, the nuclear testing area has been the focus of a decidedly non-lethal endeavor. An anthropological study examining the environmental conditions of the area, as well as relations between Native American tribal leaders and U.S. Department of Energy officials. The findings, published in 2001, have been surprising. Conducted by a team of anthropologists from Arizona's Bureau of Applied Research in Anthropology, the study concluded that the site is not as environmentally devastated as had been expected. While portions have been damaged from atomic testing, approximately 90% of the property remains test-free and surprisingly well-preserved. This is due largely to the fact that the property is heavily guarded. Cattle grazing has been prohibited for decades, allowing for many species of native plants to flourish. Hunters have also been denied access, resulting in a dynamic equilibrium between predators and prey. Nonetheless, the government-run property remains controversial. While local Shoshone and Paiute tribe members would like to see portions of the land designated as sacred and placed under tribal control, Department of Energy officials maintain that the land should be held for military use. The future of the Nevada test site remains uncertain, but it has been the job of anthropologists to shed light on some of the dynamics occurring within its boundaries. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities, additional support from KUNM and the UNM Department of Anthropology.